Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next. With us again is Westbred Wheat Technical Product Manager John Fenderson. John, talk to us about this just completed 2020 crop.
The interesting thing that I picked out of this year was we had a lot of rain for this part of the world in January, and we had a lot of rain in March. And then April and May trended somewhat drier than normal. But what I observed was the fact that we got a soil profile really built up earlier in the season than what we normally do, it really carried that crop and set us up for an outstanding crop as long as we could stay away from the freeze damage. And in those areas we stayed away from freeze, I saw a lot of 100-bushel wheat that was harvested. And I'm not just talking about a test plot. I'm talking about entire fields that yielded on top of 100 bushels.
Thanks, John. The right genetics with the right weather can equal success. Learn more about Westbred varieties at westbred.com. A piece of the CARES money that was allocated to the state of Oklahoma is being carved out for meat processing. Blaine Arthur, Oklahoma State Secretary of Agriculture, making the announcement yesterday in a Zoom conference with Governor Kevin Stitt, State Senate Agriculture Committee Chairman Casey Murdoch, and House Ag Committee Chairman Dale Kerbs, all online, as they talked about $10 million worth of grants being made available right away for individuals wanting to upgrade or expand their processing facilities.
Certainly a very exciting day for agriculture here in Oklahoma, and very appreciative of Governor Stitt approving the allocation of this $10 million. It's specific to the meat processing sector, and I know many of us here in Oklahoma and really across the United States saw some of the challenges that we had in the meat processing sector this spring. So this $10 million will be to address some of those challenges here in the state of Oklahoma. Those are all grant dollars. The limit on each application is $1 million, and we have an Ag Enhancement Diversification Board that has been a part of the Department of Agriculture for a long time, and that group will be evaluating all of those grant applications. The deadline for the applications is August 14th. That group will evaluate those based off of the scoring matrix that has been put together. And then we look forward to hopefully seeing expanded capacity here in the state of Oklahoma on the processing side. And
again, the deadline to apply, August 14th. Details and a link to the application on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. We're up to five counties in northeastern Oklahoma where cases of VSV, vesicular stomatitis, have been found in horse populations. Tulsa County, the latest county being added, counties in southeastern Kansas and northeastern Oklahoma and southwestern Missouri, for that matter, all have been found with VSV. Dr. Rod Hall, our state veterinarian, says that this disease is kind of a nuisance disease, but it looks a whole lot like one that we have a lot of worries about, and that's the concern with VSV.
The concerning thing about it from a livestock standpoint is that because it is a vesicular disease, it causes the same symptoms that foot and mouth disease causes in cloven-hoofed animals. Because we're so concerned about foot and mouth disease, and we have to make sure that if we ever do get a case of that, we find it as quickly as possible. We have to take these cases of vesicular stomatitis very seriously and do sampling and testing and make sure that it's not foot and mouth disease.
Dr. Rod Hall, you've got farm news on Ron. The Superior Livestock Video Royale 28, happening the week of July 27th through the 31st, 195,000 head will be offered from all across the country. It'll be seen on SLA TV, Dish Network, Channel 997, and on SuperiorClickedBid.com. Superior Sunrise starts 9:30. Auction starts 10 a.m. Central Time each day, Monday through Friday. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call 800-422-2117. And that's your farm news. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.